Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Labor and Monopoly Capital, The Degradation of Work in the 20th Century is a Marxist Analysis of Work, Management, and Industrial Organization in Modern Capitalism. First published in 1974 by Harry Braverman, the book examines how large-scale corporate capitalism reshaped the labor process through deskilling, fragmentation of tasks, and tighter managerial control. Braverman argues that these changes were not accidental side effects of technological progress, but part of a broader strategy to separate conception from execution and shift knowledge away from workers and toward management. Written in an accessible style, the book aims to make the hidden structure of modern work understandable to workers as well as scholars. It became influential in labor studies, sociology, history, and political economy because it challenged optimistic claims that industrial modernization naturally raised skill, autonomy, and dignity at work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how monopoly capitalism reorganizes work around control and surplus extraction. Braverman's central claim is that the rise of monopoly capitalism changed not only markets but also the daily organization of labor. In his account, large corporations and concentrated industries do not simply produce more efficiently. They reshape work so that management can extract greater surplus while reducing worker autonomy. This means that the labor process becomes a site of control, not just production. Instead of preserving craft knowledge or relying on broad worker judgment, firms reorganize tasks into narrower functions that are easier to supervise, measure, and replace. The importance of this argument is that it links the structure of work to the logic of capital accumulation. Work is degraded not because managers are personally hostile, but because the system rewards forms of organization that give capital more command over labor time, knowledge, and output. Braverman therefore treats the modern workplace as a political and economic institution, not a neutral technical system. Secondly, deskilling as the defining pattern of 20th century labor degradation. A major theme of the book is deskilling, the process by which complex work is broken into simpler and more repetitive tasks. Braverman argues that industrial capitalism often strips workers of the broad competencies that once defined skilled labor. Tasks are analyzed, simplified, standardized, and redistributed so that fewer workers need specialized knowledge. This does not mean skill disappears altogether. Rather, skill is relocated upward into planning offices, engineering departments, and management structures. The practical effect is that workers lose bargaining power because their labor becomes more interchangeable. Braverman presents deskilling as a structural tendency of modern production, especially in large firms that seek predictability and control. The point is not merely that machines replace some manual effort, but that management deliberately reorganizes the division of labor to reduce dependence on worker expertise. This makes the book especially important for understanding why modern employment can expand while meaningful control over work contracts. Thirdly, Taylorism and the separation of conception from execution. Braverman gives particular attention to scientific management, especially the methods associated with Frederick Taylor. He treats Taylorism as the clearest formal expression of capitalist control over labor. Its core principle is the separation of conception from execution. Managers and specialists plan the work, while workers are assigned only the execution of predefined motions. This division is crucial because it removes from workers the knowledge needed to understand or redesign the labor process. Braverman argues that scientific management does not merely improve efficiency in a neutral sense. It codifies the transfer of intellectual control from labor to capital. Once planning is centralized, workers become easier to monitor, standardize, and discipline. The significance of this analysis is that it shows how managerial knowledge functions as a tool of domination. The book's critique extends beyond factories to any workplace, where the person performing the task is denied access to the full logic of the task itself. In that sense, Taylorism is presented as a model for modern bureaucratic labor control, not just industrial engineering. Fourthly, the labor process as a historical and social conflict over knowledge. The book is not only a critique of workplace technique, it is also a historical interpretation of how knowledge moved within capitalism over time. Braverman places the labor process within a long development stretching from craft production to manufacturing, mechanized industry, and corporate bureaucracy. Across these stages, he emphasizes a recurring conflict over who owns practical knowledge and who has the authority to use it. In craft systems, workers often held significant control over how work was done. Under monopoly capitalism, that knowledge is increasingly appropriated by management, engineering, and administrative systems. Braverman's historical method matters because it prevents the degradation of work from appearing natural or inevitable. It shows that labor organization is made through institutional choices and power relations. He also uses this history to explain broader social consequences, including worker dependence, bureaucratic expansion, and the weakening of occupational identities. The book therefore functions as both a theory of labor and a social history of modern work organization. Lastly, why the book remains influential in labor studies and workplace critique. Labor and Monopoly Capital became a foundational text because it gave later scholars a framework for analyzing how power operates inside production. Not just in wages or labor markets, its influence is especially strong in labor process studies, the sociology of work, and Marxist historiography. The book's continuing relevance comes from its focus on mechanisms that remain visible in many modern workplaces: task fragmentation, managerial surveillance, expertise concentrated above the shop floor, and the use of systems that reduce worker discretion. At the same time, the book has drawn criticism for being too pessimistic about worker resistance and for underestimating variations in management practice. Those criticisms are part of its importance, since they show how strongly it shaped debate. Braverman did not offer a full alternative system, but he did provide a powerful vocabulary for describing how capitalism degrades work. That combination of clarity, historical scope, and structural analysis is what keeps the book distinct from more descriptive accounts of management or employment trends. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in labor history, sociology of work, political economy, industrial relations, and Marxist analysis. Workers, students, researchers, union activists, and anyone trying to understand why modern jobs often feel fragmented and disempowering will find it especially useful. Its main value is not practical advice in the usual sense, but a structural explanation of how work is organized under monopoly capitalism and why deskilling and managerial control recur across industries. Compared with more general books on business or management, it is sharper in its focus on power, knowledge, and the labor process itself. Compared with purely theoretical Marxist works, it is more grounded in the workplace and written in a direct, accessible style. What makes it stand out is that it treats the modern labor process as a historical outcome shaped by conflict, not as a neutral consequence of technology. For readers who want to understand the hidden logic of modern employment, it remains one of the most important and influential books in its field. If you would like to support Harry Braverman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.